Next, I remember the ground rose suddenly in front of us, and as we topped the ascent, I saw the waters of the Sutlej shining like a silver bar below. And then Pornik blundered heavily on his nose, and we rolled together down some unseen slope. I may have lost consciousness, for when I recovered, I was lying on my stomach in a heap of soft white sand, and the dawn was beginning to break dimly over the edge of the slope down which I had fallen. As the light grew stronger, I saw that I was at the bottom of a horseshoe-shaped crater of sand, opening on one side directly onto the shoals of the Sutlej. My fever had altogether left me, and with the exception of a slight dizziness in the head, I felt no bad effects from the fall overnight. And Pornik, who was standing a few yards away, was naturally a good deal exhausted, but had not hurt himself in the least. His saddle, a favourite polo one, was much knocked about and had been twisted under his belly. It took me some time to put him to rights, and in the meantime I had ample opportunities of observing the spot into which I had so foolishly dropped. At the risk of being considered tedious, I must describe it at length, inasmuch as an accurate mental picture of its peculiarities will be of material assistance in enabling the reader to understand what follows. Imagine, then, as I have said before, a horseshoe-shaped crater of sand, with steeply graded sand walls, about 35...